Log Talk Radio.
You ready?
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's up, ladies and gentle folk, or as I like to call you, giblets? We are just fresh off of WrestleMania 34, and let me tell you, I had a hell of a good time because I not only attended WrestleMania Access, because bump that, that's $230, I attended it twice, so that means I spent over $400, but you get the point. I went to WrestleCon, and I met superstars such as Mick Foley, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Scott Hall. I met the one, the only, best in the world, Kenny Omega, from New Japan Pro and Ring of Honor. I met Flying Brian Pillman Jr., which, let me tell you, that gentleman looks just like his father. He's very nice, very cordial, very nice dude. And I also met Ron Simmons. I met Jazz. So in other words, I was playing the role of a fan, or as most of the community would call me, a mark. And during that time, ladies and gentlemen, the WrestleMania 34 week, and I figured out something. New Orleans is a huge city. It's very friendly. It's very nice. I had a good time. There's nothing bad I can say other than the fact that, you know, we did have an incident at K Paul's Kitchen with just one waiter. Food was awesome. give me one second. As I said, the food was awesome. It was great. We sat down at the table, and all of a sudden, we dealt with the rudest piece of shit on the face of this planet. He's a condescending jackass named, not going to name names. But anyways, aside from that bad experience at Cape Paul's when we first landed the very first day, okay, other than that, you know, you want me to describe the situation, okay? So Michael from Memphis, Tennessee, wants me to describe my situation at K-Paul's. Again, you can ask me questions at Wrestle_Radio. You can even call in at 943-3422. That's 943-3422. It does not cost anything to call in, folks. Ask about my trip to WrestleMania. Ask about the experience of what WrestleMania weekend was like. There's more than WrestleMania going on. They had Impact versus Lucha Underground. I mean, it's amazing, fun-filled weekend. I'm sorry, let me get to the restaurant description. So homeboy asked my friend, you know, actually my friend asked Douche Canoe One if why weren't the tickets separate. You should have straight up told me, bro. You should have straight up told me. That's not the response that anybody in customer service should have towards anybody. And it's like a good friend of mine says, you've got to serve the people if you're a waiter, because they are the ones that tip you and they are the ones that leave a lasting impression. The customers that came in, I mean, we are a bit underdressed. I didn't realize K-Paul's was a fancy schmancy restaurant. And not just to talk about a restaurant experience at WrestleMania, but this is just one of them. The day of WrestleMania, I was trying to charge my phone. I guess Ryan's asking the question, what happened with the hotel situation? Ryan is a longtime friend of mine, and, I'll explain. We were going outside of the Superdome. We walked all the way to the Hyatt Regency in New Orleans. And one thing you guys should know is that hotel is very strict upon letting people charge their phones or letting people even use the bathroom. So I got booted out of the hotel, and after the guy threatened me and said he was going to split my head open if I didn't move. I'm telling the truth. All right, you know, I said, well, I can't even charge my nope, you get the fuck out of here, or I'll split your head in two. That's what was said to me. Anyways, so aside from a debauchery at a restaurant, getting kicked out of a hotel during the Superdome, or after the Superdome WrestleMania, let me just explain how my weekend went. I went to get a friend in Kansas City, right? So from NCI to MSY on Southwest, we ended up, you know, it's only an hour from Kansas City to Dallas, or about an hour and some odd minutes, and it's an hour from Dallas, an hour and some odd minutes to New Orleans. So stopovers, folks, are a must-have. That's how you get flights cheap. I just want you all to know that that's pretty much what we're getting used to, is stopover flights for wrestling, that is. So anyways, we stopped over in Dallas. I took some pictures. I posted on the Instagram. It's wrestle_radio. For those of you wanting to call in, you know, or, you know, you're flooding my message box, you can call my show, you know. All right. Cool beans, you want me to keep on with the road stories or flight stories? Okay. So I went into Dallas. It wasn't the DFW. It was the one in Love Field, I believe. So we landed in Love Field. Got me some souvenirs because that's highly important to get for the trip. And let's just say this. If you do not believe in credit cards, let me just tell you right now, bro. It's not as bad as you think, because there are ways you can pay these off. And if need be, my explanation for having them is because it was a lifesaver. I used them on Uber. I used half-half on my Southwest card. I used some on my Amex card. It was great. So anyways, the flight to Dallas was very, very fun. I just listened to my headset the entire time, or my headphones the entire time. It was easy, easy flight. So then we, you know, waited around, shot the shit, me and my buddy, and it was on to New Orleans. Now, granted, this is the second time that I've been to New Orleans. WrestleMania 30 was the first time I went, and it was the same thing. Hall of Fame was at Smoothie King. What else? Of course, WrestleMania was at the Superdome. Ring of Honor Supercard was at another place in New Orleans. Cody Rhodes versus Kenny Omega. I mean, that had to have been an amazing match, but it conflicted because it was the same night NXT TakeOver was. And so, just saying. So the very first night we were there, went to K. Paul's Kitchen. We went around the city just a little bit, you know, taking pictures and having a damn good time. And I'll get to Raw in a minute, sir. I'm reading some of your questions, Kim. What was it like going to New Orleans? I mean, it is a big city, and it's kind of like a mix of Texas, Atlanta, New York, and it's their own, got their own southern twang to it. Louisiana's got a Cajun side to it that I didn't really visit. But when we landed, we got to the hotel. We just discussed about going to K. Paul's Kitchen. It was a very good restaurant, but I never knew yuppie food could taste so good, man. I had buffalo frog legs. I had me some onion rings. I had the gumbo cup with andouille sausage and rice. This is very good rice. I want to go to Zatarain's the next time around. But aside from food, I had a really, really good time in New Orleans. You know, as much as people like to complain about it, I don't base two experiences, you know, to make it bad. Using Uber was actually very helpful. it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be. So, my friend used his card, yes. No, I mean, I would say biggest problem? I don't know what you mean. Oh, you're asking me what I think was the biggest problem. No. I never had that issue. Michaela is asking me if your Uber got confused to where I was at, and I said, no. No, no, not at all. I never had an issue with the Ubers coming through, so if that's the answer to your question, power to you. Am I tired? Yes, I am extremely tired from WrestleMania. I'm trying to recover, do laundry, do things, you know, to keep my mind awake or keep myself awake. Did I buy a championship belt? And if so, which one? Roger from Gainesville, Ohio. Yes, I did buy a championship belt, the Intercontinental title. It's on my Instagram, Russell_radio. And remember, guys, you can call in and ask me all these questions. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I wouldn't say it'd be a bad deal. No. By any means, no. I would say the worst thing you could do when you're going to WrestleMania is not just, I mean, just sticking to one thing. Like, we went to WrestleCon 2 days. I went and got Stone Cold's photo op, and I would say your best bet your best bet probably would be, if you're going to WrestleMania next year, WrestleCon, go all 3 days. It's $132. If you just do 2 days, it is $71. Oh, okay. So, well, I would say if you wanted to get a title belt, go to WrestleCon, because Mania, you know it's going to be sold out within 5 minutes of their purchase, because people, they overstock on purpose because it's WWE. On that day, especially WrestleMania. Okay, so question. Why would you not want to go? No, I mean, look, if you're deciding to go to WrestleMania next year and you don't really have the funds for it, take a lot of hours. I would. I definitely would take a crap ton of hours. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, look, if you're going to WrestleMania next year, look, go to StubHub. StubHub for the tickets. Get mail tickets when you do access. Do not do online print. I would say so, because if you're actually, if you're, Well, you know what? It's okay because yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Carl from Chicago, Illinois. Yes. I would say your best bet is next year when you go to MetLife Stadium, you're going to take a bus. You're going to take a bus. It's $45. It's $45 from New York to New Jersey. If you're going to a hotel, do not go to Manhattan. Unless you have a membership directly linked with it. If you have, well, I'm just telling you, if you have that amount of time to go back and forth from Jersey to New York, I would take full advantage of it because, for one, you don't know if you're going or not, correct? So if you're going to WrestleMania, this is already a Q&A session. This is great. If you're going to WrestleMania, go to StubHub.com. I paid $1,451 for one ticket. No, it's not that you should, but it's that you can. You're saying that I can't because I have this, that, and the other. Dude, my friend, take the transit system. It's $32 for an all-weekend pass. It's a dollar tax or more, $2 tax because it's New York. It's $33. You go all the way down to the transit system, JFK. Then you take a bus that goes to the stadium directly. It's $45 now. And that's how you get directly to New York. Trust me, because I've been to Mania. That was one of the first Manias that I have ever been to inside a football stadium. I've been to several, trust me. Seven total. That is correct. So, folks, anyways, on Friday, my friend and I got to meet Jim Ross, who's a very, very nice guy. I say this from the bottom of my heart. I wish I would have gone to the Q&A instead of just getting an autograph and a picture, but JR sat down to me and he told me, you know, what's on tap for today, and I said, oh, you know, I'm not used to seeing you in a small venue because JR is normally at WrestleCon or he's Hall of Fame. And then I realized, oh, shit. And it kind of fucked up when I said that. But he didn't mind. You know, he shook my hand. I don't think he cared much. I think he was kind of surprised that I was talking to him as if I knew him. But I just talked to him, you know, like a casual human being. And I really guess I shouldn't have done that. Then again, I overthink on a lot of things, so forgive my nature of feeling that way. There just is no point. No, there really is none. There's no point of overthinking. So I went to see JR. We got in the line for Evolve, which is kind of a rehash of last year when we went to Orlando and went to Evolve and Wrestling Revolver. Then it took a lot of teeth pulling to get a WrestleMania ticket, but this is this year. New Orleans, like I said, it's easier if you just take an Uber because it's so busy downtown, as any downtown in any city was. So we took an Uber to see JR at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel. And I hope JR has another seminar because I would love to learn and just, you know, pick his brain as far as learning. JR, you know,
great announcer, great commentator, has paved the way for blog talk radio. He's paved the way for more than that as a broadcast journalist in wrestling. So, like I said, I wish I would have gone to the Q&A, but semantics be semantics. It is what it is. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay, so on Friday was also WrestleCon as well. So Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Mick Foley. Stone Cold was on Saturday, but I decided to, I haven't seen Jazz in forever. And I know she's been working the independent scene from here, here and there. But my God, man, that woman is really, really friendly. And I had a good experience at WrestleCon on Friday. I wish, like I said, I wish I could have gone to more seminars and more learning opportunities as far as pro wrestling. But I get, you guys, get this. I get to go to Monster Factory, and I'm going to enjoy my fucking time when it comes to that. Do you know why? I've been telling Danny for the last 2 years, hey, I'm going to come to your camp. I'm going to come to your camp. Well, now, finally, I'm going. Speaking of going to learn more about professional wrestling and absorb knowledge. So, here it is. Let's see. Saturday, I wanted to go to Cafe du Monde, but I, realized we missed Asuka. We missed the opportunity. My buddy and I, we missed the opportunity to go see Asuka at WrestleMania Access 2018. But we salvaged it. We got to see Hall of Famer Ivory and got our picture with Dolph Ziggler. And there's some lines in WWE Access where it's free, so you get a lot of autographs. But WrestleCon's the same thing, just different walks of life. Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, Evolve, Pro Wrestling Revolver, they're all there, Saturday was a fun-filled day. We went from there straight to Stone Cold. It was just a walk-in, walk-out type thing. I loved it. You can add people to photo shoots at WrestleCon, by the way. You don't have to. Your friend can bum one off you, and if they're jackass enough to do it, then let them, because it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I say this because on Saturday when we went straight from WrestleMania Access to WrestleCon, it's the same thing, folks, except for it's in a crowded hotel with a bunch of sweaty cosplaying wrestling fans, and I love it. I loved every minute of it. I never felt this fucking positive before about a wrestling event. So Saturday, or let me backtrack here. Friday was just fun, Hall of Fame, Saturday was NXT TakeOver. Let me tell you. Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano, probably the best match of the night. The ladder match, really, really intriguing. And I'm going to say this nicely. NXT TakeOver, I give it 5 stars. WrestleMania, probably give it 4.5. Doesn't matter about my rating system, but just the quality of the show. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler, it was okay. Wasn't terrible. This was kind of basic. Ember Moon ended up tapping. She ended up getting called up to Raw. Who would have thought? No way Jose would make it to Monday Night Raw. He was there at Access, for the very last time on NXT. Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate. Pretty interesting form and trio, because NXT is getting, it's just heating up, folks. Wrestling, one of my good former teammates from high school basically stated to me, you liked wrestling when it was not cool. Now it's starting to make a comeback. NXT on Saturday kind of proved that. Ring of Honor Supercard proved that in a lot of ways. I watched some of the replay on dailymotion.com. I got to say, folks, the way that NXT presented itself on TakeOver, it never disappoints. It gives the fans what they want, even if they didn't want it. Well, to some of the picky ones, that is. So, wow, I've babbled on for about 27 minutes.
Holy hell, and I have just begun. I want to say this. I want to say the following. If you go out of town, do some sightseeing. And this is just on a whole unrelated note towards wrestling. So when you go out of town, do some sightseeing. Have fun. Enjoy yourself because you're going to be seeing wrestling the entire weekend if it's WrestleMania weekend. Support your independent, fellow independent workers too because they're there and they know that they're not going to draw as much. But you'd be surprised. Some people are really addicted to the independent scene as well because they say the independent scene. Some of you say this, not all of you. The independent scene is more hungry when it comes to working for the fans. That's not necessarily true. So go sightseeing, enjoy yourself. Just, you know, don't hesitate. Just do it. If you're going next year, go. Get the tickets. I got to tell you this right now. If I had if I had that amount of money, I probably would have gone to Ring of Honor. But the thing is, it conflicted to TakeOver and the fact they were doing WrestleCon and all that. Like I said, it's your cup of tea. You know, do whatever makes you happy, man. There are certain things in professional wrestling that people will not understand, and that is when it's WrestleMania weekend, don't just stay put to one. You're going to be unhappy if you do. Or you're going to be one of those elitists that basically tell me, well, we decided to do it this way, and you should understand because, oh, man, look, that's kind of why I didn't decide to do the entire wrestling psycho thing to do, which is go from event to event to event to event to event. Although that's probably what my buddy will tell you, so no. I know Ring of Honor Supercard was there. I know Matt Riddle was there. And at the same time, again, wrestling for WrestleMania, not WrestleMania, not yet, but he was there wrestling. There's a picture of him with Shayna Baszler. Uh-huh. Go check his Instagram if you don't believe me. Not like a creepy psycho, but just go check it. Yes. I don't know what else you would want me to say. Because here's the thing. Whenever I go to a wrestling event that is as big as WrestleMania, granted, it wasn't everybody's favorite thing, and the reason why I titled it, they had us fooled, but it all works out, right? I don't know, and I'm not going to be the judge of it. Because, look, if I were in WWE and I was working for them, do you think I'm going to step out and say, this sucks, I quit? Uh-uh. If I'm getting paid by them, I'm actually going to fucking stay there, and I'm going to get paid. I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to do my job, do what is asked of me, and do what the boss tells me. Sure, it may make me sound like a corporate kiss-ass or a corporate sellout, but let me tell you. If I'm a part of any company, am I going to speak out against them? Is what I'm trying to get at. If you don't believe me, then go try that shit, you know, working in the independent thing. Because promoters don't like people badly about their company. Now, if you do it on your own time and you don't tell the promoter a damn thing, okay, what do you have to worry about? There's a lot of things people don't understand, especially when I told you, go to StubHub.com. You spent money on Ticketmaster, didn't you? Okay, that's your own money, but at the same token, dude, you could have saved, right there, you could have saved about $2,000. If you spent $3,000 on a ticket that I spent that was $1,000, yeah, that's, learn to write it down. Because writing stuff down for me helps, or typing it in your phone, whatever works best. Anyways, folks, so on Saturday, we saw NXT TakeOver at the Smoothie King Center. We were right literally on the floor, floor B, row 4. And we were right behind Mauro Ranallo and Percy and Nigel McGuinness. The very first match, if you want to test my knowledge on this, was Lacey Evans versus Kairi Sane in a dark match. There you go. That's how you know I was fucking there. And I also have pictures in an album that I just printed out just recently. Okay. Anyways, so the North American title, it looks very old school. We all did not know that Adam Cole would be victorious. Lars Sullivan really impressed me. So did Killian Dane. A lot of Velveteen Dream. You know, that's a guy that I could see really progressing as he grows. Shayna Baszler basically choked out Ember Moon. Yada blah. I'm reviewing this again and again because NXT was worth it. It was fun. As I said, planning this shit out makes it a lot easier. So I had a good time. And Smoothie King Center, well, the funny thing, let me retract it. There were three people that were jackasses. When I was told that we were supposed to leave, I just wanted to take one more picture of me outside the ring, and he literally put his hand in front of my phone. So remember the employee that did that. It's okay, man. I had a good time, and I'm not going to focus on the negative shit. So, Saturday, let's see. Let me recap Saturday. Wake up. It was raining like cats and dogs. Okay. We missed Asuka, but we got Ivory and we got Dolph Ziggler for free. Then we vamoosed and went to WrestleCon. Again, I surprised my friend. We got Scott Hall and we got Stone Cold. So, yeah. I don't know. No, but see, this all works out because if, in fact, people are able and willing to go to these events, such as WrestleCon, such as WrestleMania Access, like I said, go through Ticketmaster. That's the only thing you should use it for when it comes to Access or WWE events. I'm not doing that shit at Survivor Series because I guarantee to you, the ticket packages for those of you who want to be on the floor, get the hotel and all that jazz, get a luncheon with the superstars, great. That's your business. I don't want to have any. No, I don't want to have any issues. Okay, so. No. It all depends. If you're asking me how are the superstars, it all depends because you're going to have people who are, you know, already established, and they tend to be in a bad mood sometimes, and they tend not to be. What I mean by that? So, on Saturday, this gentleman, this young man, he was really cool, except for the fact that when he said, I tried to shake someone's hand, and they didn't shake my hand. Let me inform all of you who try to do that shit. If a wrestler does not want to shake your hand, do not take offense to that. They love you guys. We, you know, everyone loves the fans. It's more or less if they don't know you or you haven't ridden on the road with them or some of them are just old school, do not test their patience. Because if you extend your hand to me or extend your hand to Rhino, for example, the difference between me and Rhino is I'm very friendly guy, so is Rhino. Rhino's a friendly guy. But if Rhino doesn't know who you are, or let alone he's tired and you extend your hand, they don't know you, why should they give you a handshake? Wait for them to extend their hand to you, because all they owe us as workers is good show. That's it. That's all, you know. I had to touch a base with that. It really, at that point, didn't make any sense to me, so... just throwing that out there as a precaution. Oh, man. I'm just going to tell you. Going to a place outside your home for 4 days is a bit of a tussle because mentally, you know, you're drained because you're out all day. You're on the road. you're taking Ubers, you're going different places, you're getting a parent, you're seeing people that you grew up idolizing, like Mick Foley, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Scott Hall, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Trish Stratus, Lita. I didn't idolize Candice Michelle or Gail Kim, but you see these people as through the years in professional wrestling, and they're at WrestleCon, by the way. WrestleCon is better than Access. I'm just going to say it. It's better than Access in some ways, and yeah, in some ways you do get the other people at Access if you don't know what WrestleCon is. WrestleCon is $100 cheaper. It's got more people, more selection, more wrestling. Access does have NXT on the side for people who can't afford NXT TakeOver. So, in essence, you know, if you're wanting my advice, this is what I'm going to tell you. Cannot go stick to one. Because if you stick to... I would have gotten the package for SmackDown and Raw, but that's only on Ticketmaster, and that's the year before. So if we want to stay extra, that's what I'm planning on doing next year because it's hometown. And I know that SmackDown Live and Monday Night Raw are going to be the bomb diggity. Simply put, SmackDown Live, Monday Night Raw, the SmackDowns and Raws are the best after WrestleMania. Now, I haven't discussed WrestleMania quite yet because I figured I needed a whole 50 minutes instead of an hour to explain it to you, what I, you know, from good old B-Train's perspective of what I thought WrestleMania truly was. So, folks, without further ado, allow me to let you into my mind of how I interpret WrestleMania 34 in its entirety. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. Okay, so basically what it is WrestleMania is 6 hours long. You got 6 hours to basically go bonanzas, go crazy if you've never been to WrestleMania. I always say this nicely to people who have never been, ask me how many I've been. I have now attended 7 WrestleManias, and probably makes me look foolish for doing so, but here's what I'm going to say as I rearrange my cords and charge my fucking phone. If you haven't been to any WrestleManias, you probably aren't missing out on much. Except for the whole overall experience. I've been going since WrestleMania 20. Not consecutively after 20, could say, but 20, 29 through now, currently 34, which is completed. So that makes it 20, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. Yep, 7 WrestleManias. Ironically enough, folks, I just printed off my pictures from WrestleMania 34 and NXT TakeOver. So I'm excited. I will tell you the best thing that ever could have happened probably was The Undertaker. And, there's a few other things I could tell you about, but figure, so I'm looking through my pictures. All right, so anyways, WrestleMania itself, the experience. It's 6 hours long. It's just a sea mass of people at the Superdome. And I went in with my buddy. I was wearing my Intercontinental title belt, my DX Skull Bones shirt. And let me tell you, my even after, you know, being there 7 times, goosebumps were all over. I cannot tell you, it's always been a childhood dream of mine to keep going to WrestleMania, and hopefully one day I'll be a part of one. Not as a fan. I want to be a part of WrestleMania. But yeah, I got to start one day at a time. So, anyways, enough about me. First, we started off with the Women's Battle Royal. And actually, it was Andre the Giant. Yeah, wait. The Women's Battle Royals first. I believe it came down to Sasha, Bayley, and Naomi because Naomi had never been eliminated. But they also had something interesting, NXT. NXT was actually present during that Women's Battle Royal, which was badass. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal Memorial, Bray Wyatt ended up helping Matt Hardy. I'm kind of confused. Not really, though. After the deletion match in at Matt Hardy's mansion, I guess Bray Wyatt has transformed his ways. Kind of an odd thing, seeing Bray as a baby face, but it's okay, I'm cool. Let's see. There's some matches in between. Charlotte versus Asuka. What a way to kick off the night, right? Oh, wait, no, the Intercontinental title match was first. Seth Rollins is victorious with a curb stomp on Finn Balor and also a curb stomp on The Miz. So, is The Miz turn? I don't, you know what, guys? I don't care who's turning what. All I care about is seeing some amazing wrestling, and I did. I saw some awesome wrestling at WrestleMania, despite the few flaws that were the booking. You know, it all works itself out. I hope, yeah, you know what? Okay, so the Intercontinental title, Seth Rollins was victorious off of the curb stomp onto, I honestly, I don't mind Seth being champion, to be, you know, totally honest with you. Asuka versus Charlotte, going to be the bulk of the discussion, so I'm just going to get on with the results. Asuka lost to Charlotte, suffering her first loss at the grandest stage of them all after winning the Royal Rumble. Kind of an odd decision right there if you ask me, but I will touch on that later. Then you had John Cena, who wanted to face The Undertaker so bad. I believe fans got what they wanted because The Undertaker did return in dramatic fashion in the Superdome in New Orleans. And boy, he looks rejuvenated. You know, he looks like he's moving just good. Hip surgery last year. So I think The Undertaker and Cena's match, yes, you can classify it as a squash because Cena really didn't. I mean, he had some shine, but here's the thing. I just was happy to see Undertaker because I have always been a fan of his ever since I was a kid. Some may call me a liar, but I really didn't care for Hogan. I just like the oddballs, like The Undertaker, Jake the Snake, even Sensational Sherry, Bobby Heenan, you name it. So, The Undertaker basically destroyed John Cena, Tombstone 1-2-3. Oh, yeah, here's an interesting match. Braun Strowman pulled Nicholas out of the crowd. And for those of you who read an article, that's John Cone's son. And it was pretty funny. He's like, you get in there. I was great. I had a good time at Mania. There's a few matches that disappointed me as far as a fan goes, from a fan's perspective, if you will. Let's see. Okay. Folks, that was my lovely mother, so that's Mama Train. Anyways, so back onto the show. Let me just inform you all of something. When I watched WrestleMania in prior years, there are matches that I liked and matches that I didn't like. I never just lose my mind over one match, and I don't let it affect my fandom as a wrestling fan. So the tag team championships have changed hands. Both the Bludgeon Brothers are now tag team champions, and Braun Strowman. And with the Raw and SmackDown Live Superstar Shakeup, are there going to be more NXT call-ups? Yeah, that means there's going to make room or wavelengths for new NXT people, so that's actually a good opportunity for one Kurt Gannon to be part of NXT, correct? He knows. He's a very humble dude. He said, once eventually I'll get there, so... moving forward in the match that really kind of set the tone for SmackDown Live tonight, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Shinsuke Nakamura had a badass entrance, and trust me, I was live. The guitars came out, and then after he did the entrance just by the guitar, there was violinist. And then Shinsuke came out and basically rocked it out like the rock star he is. So I'm just going to say this, currently speaking. I didn't mind Shinsuke turning heel. The only thing is, the only part that's missing is the title. He did win the Royal Rumble. Maybe there's a plan for him I don't know about, but I just want to see what unfolds. Okay, main event time. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Alexa ends up dropping the title to Nia. Nia, congratulations. You are amazing and a very, very well-deserved title victory. Nia just completely destroyed Bliss, which is what the match was supposed to be, I'm assuming. She destroyed Mickey James, which was also smart. Main event, yay, nay. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I can't tell you how boring this one was. I watched the match. It's bad when you see the match and you see beach balls. And you see more than one. You see like a shit ton, a plethora of beach balls being tossed around as if it were like summertime already. Maybe the fans were looking forward to SummerSlam. I don't know. I know I was. I just don't understand how the WWE that makes such wonderful things, how a match could be bad. I'm coying a little bit, Little Mermaid there, but it wasn't. It was rough to get through. I mean, you sit there for the last half hour of it and just pegging your brain and just being like, Jesus Christ, how am I going to get through this match without falling asleep? It's the same Brock Lesnar match every single goddamn time. And he does the same offense. Shoulder thrust into the corner, German. We might as well bring out a chocolate cake and call it German because that is Brock Lesnar's favorite suplex. I saw one variated suplex, and that was a overhead. But it's just like he was tossing a cow. I mean, I don't understand. I honestly feel that if we were to discuss WrestleMania 34's weakest point, probably would have been Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And I say that because, not because Roman didn't go over, it's because the whole entire Superdome was playing with beach balls. And yes, the security did destroy them because you're supposed to be paying attention to their event, not a beach ball. I mean, how would I feel if someone was playing with beach balls during my match? I wonder what the fuck I was doing wrong. You have over 78,000 fans crammed into that Superdome. I just, for the life of me, why would you put Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns in the main event? Because it's the title match, that's why. That was probably one of the worst matches I've ever seen, to be honest, in WrestleMania history. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for it to be worse. Trust me, as a fan, it's either going to get better or it's going to get worse. But, you know, it all works out, hopefully. Sorry, I'm busy jingling playing with my stuff from Walmart. I just got my pictures from WrestleMania. Anyhow, I never understood why they would put this match at the end of the card. As a fan, it should have been Shinsuke AJ, or it should have been this match. But you know what? We're not the bookers, so I'll let that up to the people, or leave that up to the people who are in charge of that shit. I want to touch base with you all on the Asuka Charlotte decision. I read somewhere on WrestlingNews.co that supposedly this is just, I don't think this is true. I really honestly do not believe this is true at all. But I'm just going to read something that said that Asuka was not allowed to do an armbar in the match because Ronda Rousey armbars as her submission. So Rousey versus Flair. Are we going to see the four horsewomen on both sides now? I mean, I'm confused. I never thought in a million years we'd see... I never thought we'd see... I don't think so. I would hope that Macy, you know, I would hope that this is not true, that Ric Flair had an influence on whether or not, you know, his daughter was going to retain the title because they wanted Rousey to feud with Flair. I think that's kind of a ludicrous decision. It's also kind of a ludicrous assumption to assume that Ric Flair had any say upon what his daughter, how his daughter was going to be, or where his daughter was going to be. So, couldn't tell you. To be honest with you, some people hear things, but according to Dave Meltzer, this must be true. I don't want to assume anything, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't. And that's because when you watch professional wrestling, you know there's going to be a lot of rumors and a lot of he said, she said bullshit. This was supposed to happen. That was supposed to happen. Well, it did. Asuka lost. And unfortunately, we as fans, the only thing I'm here, you know, not too fond of was the fact that the streak had to end the way that it did. I mean, if that really is in fact the truth, then I don't know how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that as a fan and as a wrestling fan nonetheless, that this is what happened. Asuka lost. Now we know streaks go to die in New Orleans every 4 years now, right? Or every 10 years, wherever it's going to come back to the Superdome and also to the Smoothie King, you know, for Hall of Fame. Asuka was very humble about the loss, but I don't know if I were her if I went through an entire Royal Rumble and to give the fans that kind of payoff. Like, it's not that we don't care. It's the fact that people are telling us how to feel again. How are we supposed to feel when both Shinsuke Nakamura and Asuka, they lose? But tell us, it all works out, right? Because Lashley appeared on Raw, Samoa Joe returned, Ember Moon got called up, No Way Jose, Authors of the Pain. So NXT is getting opportunity. But what I'm saying is, Asuka, her loss was going to happen. You're not bound to be perfect as an individual by any means. But I don't really appreciate or like the fact people telling fans how to feel when you weren't even fucking there. You were not there. And that's what irritates me. You guys want to sit there and tell me how to feel? I don't feel bad because I'm still going to watch pro wrestling. It, that outcome does not affect me as, you know, what, how I view the business. Kind of have some question marks. Why in the fuck would you have someone go through all that trouble to win a Rumble? And then because you want to feud Rousey and Flair, fans are going to boo because, I mean, you still get your money. You get a chorus of boos, so you don't care about the chorus of boos. You care about getting your money, right? Asuka won so many matches, and she made so much history. And how do you repay her with a payoff? I mean, there's plenty of people who have won Rumbles, and they've won championships. Shawn Michaels. Let me think on this one. Bret Hart. And let me think also. Ooh, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I guess this was a pay-per-view to tell us, tell fans that you don't know what's coming. But what good did it do you? In that regard, Asuka basically works her ass off and shows up every day, and she doesn't take no for an answer when you tell her you can't work. Because Asuka's one of the people that I think has what it takes to entertain the fans, because she did it in NXT the only way that she lost, because she got hurt. So for people to sit there and say you can't feel this way, don't let it ruin your day, I kind of was depressed, or not depressed, I kind of felt like the air came out of my tires, because you look at all the hard work that Shinsuke and Asuka put in, and then you're going to allow AJ to retain. I mean, I've never seen a WrestleMania where people have retained their titles unless by some screw job circumstance that was occurred. That's the way, if I were the one booking things, would have done if Charlotte. And because Charlotte beating Asuka, because Asuka can't use an armbar, she can use her Asuka lock, but she can't use her armbar because Ronda Rousey uses it. I guess the old rule of thumb, one person has a move, you can't use it. But like I said, it's kind of hard to believe that report. Because what if they don't feud Rousey with Flair? If they become that predictable, then okay, then I am going to get upset, but I'm not going to jump to conclusion. I'm just telling you all how I felt. That's like seeing The Undertaker lose all over again, except for this time it was Asuka. So now, fans, just a heads up. If somebody has a streak, it's going to die in New Orleans, or it's going to die elsewhere. Because having a streak in, to the booking has no sympathy. No pun intended. It just irritates me. It irritates me to no end. Because of all the things that you see as a wrestling fan, you see some pretty good shit. You see some pretty bad matches. But what we won't forgive you for is how you treat us. I'll still go to events, but at WrestleMania, my God, man, that was the biggest trap bait card I have ever seen in my life. Undertaker, John Cena, we didn't know Undertaker was going to be there, so there was a surprise. So it's not bad. And what I say by trap bait, what I'm meaning it to say is, they lured us, I went, I paid my money, so I can say something, because I have that right as a fan. People say, well, don't feel this way about the booking because you're not a part behind the scenes. I understand that concept, guys, but when you have somebody that's completely dominant, like Asuka, over 700 victories in her career, and she loses to a Flair, how ironic. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, are we pretty much, most of us were satisfied with a heel turn for Shinsuke. I didn't, you know what, who cares if he's heel or babyface? Here's my thing. It's like a love-hate relationship with wrestling. My hate right now is the fact that Asuka did not win. And it stinks, but it's true. Honestly, I don't know where we went wrong. Maybe we didn't, because like I said, we'll be okay. Wrestling will always recover. It's just, I'm in kind of a state of shock because I never thought Asuka would lose. It's like Superman dying on multiple kryptonite injections. It's like the Avengers not being able to put their movie out because Marvel decided to cancel it. There's a lot of analogies that I can use, but I think I'm going to stick to this. The WWE is always a company that knows what they're doing, obviously, because they still are in power. They still have a lot of people buying their merchandise. But I'm going to venture into saying this. WrestleMania felt like it was, you know, it looked good on paper, but when we saw, some of us saw it, some of us were satisfied, some of us were not. Not just because of Asuka and Shinsuke, well, mainly because of that. And also the Brock Lesnar match versus Roman. Shane, you know, confronted Brock and Brock just left. So he's contractually obligated to the UFC and WWE. He's made a mockery out of the WWE title. How? How has he made a mockery? Attendance. Attendance is everything to me as a fan because you're supposed to represent the title. You're supposed to give the title some semblance of representation because if you don't, then fans are just going to be like, what was the point? The fans kind of just, I read an article on WrestlingNews.co about who made the decision to keep the title on Brock. Okay, so what was the point? Because you wanted fans to, you know, bite the dust? I don't understand. $10,000 for a floor seat. Probably $20,000 or more to sit ringside. Because it's WrestleMania. And you're going to cheat the fans like that. Cheat the fans in some ways, not every way, but you're going to cheat the fans. In other words, you're going to have Roman Reigns have all this build and then have no payoff whatsoever because was it? I don't intentionally try to be a nosy broadcaster, but I'm just curious, dude. Was it because of what Roman said on Monday Night Raw? Was it because the real, you know, the personal issues that people have been having with a certain somebody? Is that it? Oh, yeah, and the whole situation between Shane and Brock, is that a fucking work? I don't know. All I know is all of us were expecting the grandest thing, the grandest stage of them all, to be the show of all shows. And here we are in 2018, and it's still one of those things you just go and pray that it's a good show. That's why I go to NXT, guys. That's why I go to Evolve. And that's why I expand my wrestling horizons, because if I'm going to feel like I'm going to be disappointed at WrestleMania, I might as well soak up as much wrestling as I can, because I know that half the card is great, half the card will be shit. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why you would do this. Why would you keep the title on Brock Lesnar? Because Samoa Joe is going to kick the crap out of him now? Because if you don't take the title off Brock Lesnar, are you really doing the fans a favor? Because he's contractually obligated to the UFC. The beef is with, you know, the beef is with that is, whatever shall we do if, you know, Lesnar loses the title? I think a lot of fans would rejoice. So much love to the person making decisions. You are an innovator, sir. You are amazing. And I'm just going to leave it at, I'm not the one making the decisions, but this is a plea from all the fans. Stop giving us WrestleManias that are shit. Because we are like the people who have neuralizers in the Men in Black. You give us a neuralizer and wipe our memory and, oh, you know, they won't remember what happened last year. We do. If you do that shit in New York, let me just speak from the heart here. We love our WWE. We love Evolve. We love Ring of Honor. We love wrestling, period, or anybody or anything or any group of people that can entertain us the correct kind of way. But this is a plea, giving us shows at WrestleMania that really we like to forget, because the only match I keep watching over and over again, even though it was a fucking squash, was The Undertaker versus John Cena. And I say that nicely because I like Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. I liked the Women's Battle Royal, and I liked the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Memorial. It's just the Shinsuke versus AJ, the Asuka versus Charlotte. What was the point of having that? If in fact we, you know, okay, everyone expected Asuka to dominate. I noticed that she wasn't using arm bars. But at the same time, that's kind of a generalized assumption. I've got it backed up with facts. Asuka came into WWE in 2016, right? She worked her ass off. She didn't win a women's battle royal. But my thing is this, folks. Asuka's hard work will pay off eventually. Maybe she'll win the Raw women's title. I don't know. Let Nia have it, though, for a bit, because Nia earned it. And the other aspects of things, how are you supposed to react as a fan and not be unhappy and not think, okay, well, I'm going to watch WWE now and hopefully, you know, things will work out for themselves. I mean, I'm tired of doing that as a fan, so I did something about it. I basically decided to express myself on a podcast, on a platform in which I know I have most of the power or the reins for it. I want to share with you all something that I've been to 7 WrestleManias. I've been a part of these shows. Yes, the experience itself is a lot of fun, but you cannot just keep doing this to fans. You're going to lose a lot of people. So again, this is a plea to WWE. Please note, I buy your tickets, I watch your shows, and I enjoy things as a fan. Enjoy seeing no payoffs for superstars who work their asses off for it. Despite me not being a huge Roman Reigns fan, I really hope and pray that something comes out of this. Because if there's no payoff for superstars who work their butt off at a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal or a lumberjack match or had severe amount of build leading up to their match, and then you just come out with a guillotine and just cut their, not their career short, but their career in half and say you cut your teeth in the business first. Come on, man. And Asuka really at this point, I guess, was humbled because Charlotte was ready for Asuka. But again, you know, I had the inkling that things were going to be better during their match, and it was a good match. There's nothing wrong with the match. It's just, I just don't understand Asuka losing. I mean, is that possible? I'm still wondering to myself, okay, so if I was a certain name, could I get over, you know, win the Rumble and basically lose out on an opportunity based on certain things, certain attributes of mine? What am I doing wrong? I would ask myself, what did I do wrong? What can I do to improve myself? How can I get an opportunity again? The fact that the Rousey's name has been thrown into the mix
I'm not shocked. Ronda's a very talented person. Oh, yeah, the Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H. Probably also one of the best matches, folks. I'm going to take a breather from the Oscar rant. Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And I highly doubt that I highly doubt that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are done. Unless they really want to be, which is, you know, completely up to them. They can do however they want. They're pretty much well-established superstars, so that's that. Anyways, folks, I'm not going to cut this show short. I'm getting back to the whole Asuka situation. If you really want my opinion on this, this is what I'm going to tell you. Fans are not going to respond quite well. Some fans have really felt betrayed because they do this every year. They have a crap WrestleMania, and then the call-ups and the stuff from NXT, the people from NXT come up to Maine. So how are fans supposed to adjust themselves? Well, you get over it, right? And then you get over it, you move on about your day. Is that really the reaction that we should have and just learn to tolerate? I mean, I'm asking. It's not our jobs as fans to be bookers. It's not our jobs as fans to be promoters. But it is our job to voice our opinions on social media and Twitter and Instagram, basically be sheep and saying stuff that only the true marks would say, like, well, I think that it was rigged. I think that Asuka is predetermined, all this shit. Look, as I said, the WWE knows what they are doing. And I don't speak for them or any of the people on creative or anybody associated with the company. However, this is a plea to anybody that will listen in WWE. You really want to keep fans because you know that this science experiment could go wrong for you one year and you could really make a mistake. But you won't because you'll have people from around the world who don't really care about politics and the business. They just care about the fandom side of things. So you kind of lucked out with having some fans with the IQ of 12. Not everyone, but some. There are just certain things you don't understand or don't get. And that is pro wrestling forever and a day will be known as the sport that people say is either heartfelt sport or it's the sport that can bite you in the ass. And poor Asuka, man, she's making money and she's still trudging along. Because she knows eventually she'll become champion. But at the time, this is why I say this. Fans went through that arena believing they were going to get an answer, that they were truly going to just have it out. It didn't work like that. All that happened was Asuka lost, and now she has a blemish on her record. And that record just happens to be over 800 victories in her career as part of NXT and part of the main roster. Charlotte, on the other hand, some may argue that, well, that daddy got her the job? No, that's not necessarily true. It's a mix of things. It's basically
he, you know, didn't want to do it at first. If you ever watched the ESPN special on Ric Flair, she didn't want to do this, folks. She did not want the wrestling career. She didn't want the lifestyle. When her brother passed on, then she made it her mission to carry on the name of Flair. So I'm not dousing on Charlotte. I just feel that it was kind of the wrong time to end the streak because, like I said, everybody and anybody that has won a Royal Rumble gets their payoff. There's a few that have not done that, and that's fine. But at the same token, this is a plea to WWE. I love you guys, but can you please give us a good WrestleMania? Not half good, half bad, because I'm tired of this half and half game. I really am. It's one thing to give the fans a non-existent card, which would mean WrestleMania that kind of didn't really catch anybody's attention. There have been WrestleManias like that. Believe me. Where people really didn't pay attention. And for those of you who said you did, you lied. When Bret Hart wrestled Vince McMahon, did people really pay attention to it? Yes and no. There's just a lot of things that go on in my mind when I think of bad WrestleManias. There's good and bad matches. I don't know if it's WrestleManias 1 through 22. That's a lot of footage and a lot of shit to watch on the network, but I'm just going to say, if you honestly think that I'm going to quit watching wrestling because Asuka lost, you're fucking wrong. And that's really retarded to do so in the first place. So, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, are we really suffering a loss with Asuka as fans? Yes. Did we really? Did we really suffer mentally? Yes. But I will say this, I will never give up watching professional wrestling because that's just not me. And I will never give up my dreams of being a part of the grandest stage of them all. But you know what? Like I said, semantics be semantics. Asuka lost. It'll take the fans a little bit to get over what just occurred, and it takes a little bit for fans to process. But you can't keep doing this to us because if you do, you already lost certain fans. It's called they scattered themselves into a frenzy, and they decided to swear off WWE forever to see Ring of Honor, New Japan, CZW, all those places where WWE scalps for people and talent, right? There's probably more places that people get picked up from, but you guys get the gist, right? All right, folks, if you'd like to subscribe to the network while you still have your WWE fandom intact, you can do so by going to WWE.com. subscribing onto the network for free. First month free. The subscription card, the preloaded card, is $29.97. It is on the shop at WWE.com, $6.99 for shipping. I believe they changed the shipping to expedition prices just a little bit later. So, anyways, just follow suit. apply. It's free. Plus, you get a 3-month card. You get SummerSlam. You get Extreme Rules. You get all the randomized pay-per-views that WWE has. Oh, speaking of networks, go to monsterfactory.org right now. Connect to the MF Network. Monster Factory Fridays, Tuesdays. By the way, monsterfactory.org. You can sign up for the Super Camp. You can definitely benefit from the Super Camps, monsterfactory.org. I am going to my very first Monster Factory Super Camp, and I'm excited. All right, folks. I know I shortened the advertisements, but in closing, Asuka lost. A lot of us are disappointed, but we will still watch you. Just give us a good WrestleMania, man. That's all. That's what, I mean, what happened? I like the Hall of Fame. I went to NXT. Had me a fucking blast. So enough of my drowning in Asuka's sorrow. She must not be drowning because she's obviously still working. She's going to work her ass off. She's going to put her nose to the grindstone and just, you know, fucking kill it. Like she always does. All right, folks. That's it for this edition of Wrestle Radio Tuesday. Tune in tomorrow, Off the Rails Uncensored. We'll be sure to have 3 shows next week. And that is all, folks. Enjoy the rest of your day, night, whatever. And this is B-Train from Wrestle Radio Tuesday. And if you don't believe in what I just told you, I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, yeah, and I got to go eat, bitches. So enjoy your day, night, whatever. Toodles. Toodles, bitches. Have a good day, night, whatever. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be. I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality.